Tesla's Redemption, The Supernatural Fight Against the Nazis, Chapter 5, Allied Cooperation. With the Tesla coil rebuilt and tensions high, Tesla decided to reach out to the Allied forces, revealing his visions and the potential of his intervention, hoping to gain their support. Looking at Tesla's coil, an Allied commander said, "You're telling me that you can see the future, and that this device can change that future." And Tesla said firmly, "Yes, Commander. The Tesla coil can be our greatest weapon against the coming darkness." And Faustus said gravely, "The forces we face are not just human, Commander. We need every advantage we can get. The Nazis are seeking that advantage, and we should too, if not for any reason but to counter it." "Very well," the commander said. "You'll have our support, but this had better work." Tesla and his new allies begin planning their strategy, blending science with the supernatural and military strategy to prepare for confrontations with the Nazi occult division. "Our first goal is to disrupt their occult activities," Tesla said. Tesla had been asked to account to the commanding officers how they would operate and what their objectives would be. "We can slow down their ability to harness supernatural powers." And then Dr. Faustus weighed in, saying, "Also, we want to prevent them from requiring sacred relics that could grant them immense power. So this would involve tracking down and securing these relics before they get to them. A third deal is sabotaging communications and logistics. That would be up to the military branch, disrupting their organization for the first two items, that is, their occult activities and getting relics." The succubus, Selene, then weighed in with her aspect of contribution. "We plan to engage with the Allied spirits, in other words, enlist the help of benevolent supernatural entities in getting across the veil using the coil. And we can use the benevolent entities to counteract the dark forces that are working with the Nazis." "That would bring us to item 5. Tesla said, going down a list, "Field operations, conducting coordinated strikes on key Nazi facilities where occult activities are being carried out, simply blowing them to smithereens if we can. And also gathering intelligence, which again would be more of a military activity than anything supernatural." "And our final point, number 7, is what I like," Dr. Faustus said. "Supporting resistance movements. Instead of just giving them weapons or arming them with different grenades, maybe feeding them, we give them also supernatural support, creating additional fronts of disruption that they can use against the Nazis who occupy their towns and villages." The team then discussed their first mission, Selene taking point. "Look here at the map. This is where they're conducting their rituals. We strike here, and we disrupt their occult power." And Tesla said, determined, "And we'll use the coil to counter their dark magic there. So we'll have to use precision and timing as our troops do their raid." An Allied scientist looked on, intrigued. "If the coil's energy can be focused to target their ritual sites, then this might just work." The team underwent rigorous preparations, training, and equipping themselves with the necessary tools and knowledge for the impending confrontation. Faustus, sharpening a blade, said, "Remember, this isn't just a physical fight. We face forces beyond our world." And one of the soldiers assigned to this unique unit said steadfast, "We're ready, sir. We'll do whatever it takes." And Tesla finally said, "Well, then let's move out. The world is counting on us." The first few missions are a resounding success, and the occult activities of Heinrich Himmler and the Nazis have been disrupted, nearly stopped. But despite their initial support and the success of the unit, the Allies soon disbanded the entire group. They had discovered that Tesla had engaged with malevolent entities to rebuild the coil, and they were alarmed by the implications of using demonic laborers, and they decided to withdraw their support. A commanding officer brought Tesla the bad news. "We've received intelligence reports that you're working with dark forces? We can't support this. We're already fighting one devil in Germany. We don't need to bring devils all over the world. And Tesla, in response, was desperate, nearly pleading. Commander, we need their help, these demons, to defeat the Nazis, and without them, we're lost. Our decision is final, the commander said. Good luck with your unconventional armies. Abandoned by the Allied forces, Tesla felt a deep sense of isolation and doubt, and he wondered if he had made a terrible mistake in getting involved in the first place. But in his darkest hour, a group of renegade soldiers that had been dismissed for their insubordination and their overzealousness in fighting Nazis offered their assistance to Tesla. One of them was named Gladstone. Tesla, we've been watching, we know the risks, and we want to fight. Gladstone is a sturdy young man with a stern face, piercing eyes, and close-cropped dark hair. His rugged appearance and battle scars reflect his intense and determined nature. Tesla peered in on Gladstone. You're not part of the U.S. Army, are you? And Gladstone said firmly, no, we operate underground, merging with local resistance groups across Europe. No uniforms, no IDs, and we don't get POW protection. If we're captured, we're probably killed. Another soldier said tensely, we can't be traced back home without any ID, so our families then could be safe. And Celine nodded, saying, I understand. We will fight together in the shadows. While touched, Tesla was also skeptical. Why would they do this? And the occult division? And Gladstone said firmly, because we've seen what the Nazis have done. Rules of engagement mean nothing against pure evil, and we're here to stop them. We enjoy killing Nazis. Another chimed in.
We like it too much.
And Gladstone said, we've seen too much aggressiveness by the Nazis, and many of our families have been butchered in Europe. So yes, we do dream about killing Nazis. As Tesla and the others trained with Gladstone and a company of about 12, he learned a painful truth. The family he had spent summers with in Serbia had been killed by the Nazis because they were Jewish. Tesla was shaken. They were like family to me. I spent my summers with them, and now they're gone. Before they moved out for their first conflict, Tesla addressed the group. I'm going to dub you, with your permission, the Maccabees. I'm familiar with scripture, I studied to be a priest, and I know the history of the Jewish people, and I saw the parallels between the Maccabees, the rebellious group who fought for human dignity against overwhelming odds, and what you're doing. I've decided to name you the Maccabees. With a cheer, the group moved out, and Tesla yelled at them, let's show them what the Maccabees can do. With renewed purpose and a noble name, Tesla and his team prepared for the battles ahead, ready to face the darkness with unyielding courage.